Have you ever felt the Spirit of Christ move you as you hear the wolf cry out to the blue corn moon? You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, a spirit, and has a name. Behold, to the Lord your God belongs the heavens, even the highest heavens, and the earth and everything in it. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you never knew. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and its people belong to Him. For He laid the foundations on the seas and built it on the ocean depths. Come, run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-dried sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you, and for once never wonder what they're worth. Yes. Were you there when the Lord laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have an understanding, who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who lays its cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who kept the sea inside of its boundaries as it burst from the womb and clothed with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness? Locked behind barred gates, limiting its shores, listen. The rainstorm and the river are the Lord's. The heron and the otter are His creation. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. It will reign over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them. Have you ever felt the Spirit of Christ move you as you cry out to the blue corn moon? Or let the eagle tell you where he's been, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins. They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. You send the darkness, it becomes night. And when all the forest animals prowl about, then the young lions roar for their prey, stalking food provided by God. At dawn, they slink back into their dens to rest. Then people go off to their work when their labor evening to evening. But how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. All the earth is full of your creatures. Sing with all the voices of the mountain. For whether we are white or copper-skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountain. Allow Holy Spirit to paint with all the colors of the wind and lead you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and He freed us from sin. Hear the wind of Christ blow. He's saying, "I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign. Rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help, and nobles make righteous judgments. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness and paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill the treasuries." Study Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.